Yesterday at Sudah Shlishis, some of the Chevra sitting on the table were discussing the question as to how to pronounce and read the name Yisachar in the Torah. Just looking around this afternoon, there is a very lengthy discussion of that question in Rav Menachem Mendel Kasher's Torah Shlema in yesterday's Parsha. It's also an article written by Dr. Shlomo Adler in the journal Hama'ayan in 1967. I don't know who he is, but from his article, it appears he was born and raised in Germany, moved to Eretz Yisrael. So he has an article discussing that issue, as well as a small note in of Suriel's Sefer Otsros HaTorah. The Makoros they cite often begin with the Minchas Shai, one of the famous commentaries on issues of Mesorah and Diktuk in Chumash. So Minchas Shai in yesterday's Parsha tells us the following. He says that whenever it appears in the Torah, the word or the name Yisachar, it's always written with two shins, chad kri v'chad lo kri. One is red, one is not red. And he cites that from the Ibn Ezra, he cites it from the Radak. So two of the great Rishonim, Balei Diktuk of the Rishonim, both write that the name Yisachar is always written with two Shinin, as they write it, but one is pronounced and one is not pronounced. And he quotes the Radak in his Sefer HaMichl, who writes that you have this phenomenon with other letters as well. When you have two of the same letter in a row, sometimes, says Radak, you find that the first one is pronounced, the second one is not. One of his examples is Yisachar, but he quotes two other psukim, one being in Divrei Yomim, where the word is written Machatzatzrim Bechatzotzros, but it's read Machatzrim Bechatzotzros. Two tzaddis, but only one is pronounced Machatzrim, when in fact it's written Machatzatzrim, or two tzaddis instead of one. That's an example that the Radak quotes as another pasuk, Divrei Yomim Aleph Tesvav, where two letters appear, identical letters, one after the other, but only the first is pronounced. And the other such example he quotes here is this example of Yisachar. But the Radak then adds, Likrias Ben Asher. Ben Asher is one of the great authorities of Mesorah, lived over 1,000 years ago. There were two great authorities on issues of Mesorah, Ben Asher, Ben Naphtali. And the Radak is indicating to us that this is a machlokas between the two of them. Ben Asher was of the opinion that you pronounce the first, not the second. Ben Asher read it Yisachar, but Ben Naphtali, although he doesn't spell it out, but the clear implication of the Radak is that Ben Naphtali disagreed. And Ben Naphtali said, you pronounce both of them. Now, if that were so, one looks in the Rambam in Hilchos Sefer Torah, and the Rambam in Perek Ches discusses how to write the entire Sefer Torah. You know, in the Sefer Torah, there are Parshios Psuchos, Parshios Stumos. Sometimes there's a paragraph where the entire rest of the line is left blank. Sometimes there's only a few spaces left blank, and then the pasuk picks up again before the end of the line. So the Rambam says that the Sefer Torah that we relied upon when it comes to writing a Sefer Torah, is this a Parsha Stuma, a Parsha Psucha, or how are the Shiros in the Torah written, a special shape for the Shiras Hayam, Shiras Hazinu? Rambam says the Sefer we relied upon in how to write our Sefer Torah is the Sefer HaYadua B'Mitzrayim, that well-known Sefer in Egypt, writes the Rambam, which consists of all 24 Sefer Tanakh, he says. It was once in Yerushalayim, says the Rambam, and that is the Sefer that everyone relied upon, says the Rambam. Why? Lefi Shehigiho Ben Asher, because Ben Asher was the one who corrected that Sefer Torah. And he spent many years on that Sefer Torah, says the Rambam. And that Sefer Torah that I used to write my Sefer Torah. So the Rambam is telling us that Ben Asher, of the two great Baal and Mesorah, Ben Asher Ben Amtali, he paskens like Ben Asher. So if the Radak is telling us that in Sefer Michal, that Ben Asher is the one who reads Yisachar with one sin, not two, so it would seem that the Rambam would probably follow Ben Asher in that regard, presumably, although I can't say for sure. That's the Minchas Shai, quoting the Ibn Ezra, quoting the Radak. Then you have the Das Zakenim, Mibali HaTosvos, who writes that Yisachar has two shins, And he gives you a reason why there's two shins. And this reason is cited as well by the Chassam Sofer, Ala Torah, in yesterday's parasha. Chassam Sofer doesn't quote the Da'as Kenan, but they say the same pshat. Why are there two sins in Yisachar? Because Yisachar, which is a word that implies schar, is really a reference to two different types of schar. One says the Da'as Kenan is Nasan Elokim Eschari, that Leah declared that I received my reward from God because I gave my shivcha to my husband. And the other sechar was, sechar sechaticha, b'dudei b'ni, when she's talking to Yaakov. I earned your visit tonight to my tent by paying for you, so to speak, with the dudarm that I gave Rachel. So two types of sechar, nosan alakim sechari, and sechar sechaticha, b'dudei b'ni. So the two sins in Yisachar, says Da'as Kenan, represent those two different types of sechar. But, says the Da'as Kenan, the Sechor Sechaticha isn't so nice. Leah's telling Yaakov, I paid off my sister to have your visit tonight. That's not so appropriate. So says Da'as Kenan, it's Lashon Ganai. Therefore, it's not pronounced. So the two sins are because the two types of schar, but one type of schar is not so appropriate to talk about, so we make it a silent sin. We don't read it in the name Yisachar. So says Da'as Kenan, and the Chassam Sofer says the same thing. He doesn't quote the Da'as Kenan, but he says the exact same pshat. Two types of schar, therefore two sins, and one is better to keep it quiet so we don't pronounce it. We read just one sin. So writes the Da'as Kenan, and so writes the Chassam Sofer. So again, weiter, in Rishonim, we see that the Da'as Kenan also is alluding to the fact that you read only one sin. However, the Chassam Sofer adds, Chassam Sofer says, Rak b'pam rishon. The first time we pronounce the word Yisachar, then you read both sins. Now the Rishonim didn't say that. Da'as Kenan didn't say that. The Chassam Sofer quotes the Da'as Kenan's pshat, two sins, two types of schar. One's not so becoming to talk about, so we keep it silent. But the Chassam Sofer adds, but the first time we do pronounce it, Lodia Shmo Nikra b'beis shinin. Because how else are you going to know that there's two sins in the name if you don't pronounce at least once? So Chassam Sofer says the first time it's pronounced, but otherwise we keep it silent. That's the Chassam Sofer. So, interesting that in the Rishonim, they all say it's written with two sins. They all say that only one sin is read and one sin is not. But the Chassam Sofer adds this idea that just the first time you read it with both sins and afterwards you don't. A second pshat in Rishonim as to why the sin is initially there, but it's not read. So the Da'as Kenan says the reason why the sin is not read is because it was taken from Yisachar's name and given to his son Yov. The Pasuk says in Vayigash, the sons of Yisachar are Tola, Puva, Yov, Shimron. But in Parshas Pinchas, we read that the names of these families are Yashuv, Mishpachas HaYashuvi. How did Yov become Yashuv? So the Da'as Kenan says that Yisachar said, interestingly, the father himself, who named his son, presumably, Yisachar said, Ein Yov Shem Hagun. I don't like that name. I'll add on another letter from my own name. He'll become not Yov, but Yashuv. And that's why in Parshas Pinchas, it's written Yashuv. So says Da'as Kenan in yesterday's Parsha. So says the Chizkuni in Parshas Pinchas, that Yov had the extra shin, or shin added on, from Yisachar's name, and that's why it says Chizkuni, it's not written, it's not pronounced, I should say, in his father's name. And that's why Da'as Kenan also says it's not pronounced in his father's name. But again, neither one says the first time you say it, afterwards you don't. They all say you don't say it at all in Yisachar's name because it was given away to Yov, his son. So far all we've seen is that Chassam Sofer says it's read the first time with two sins, afterwards not. Rav Shechter, his Nefesh HaRav, as was mentioned yesterday at the table, writes that Rav Soloveitchik said that in Volozhin, the minhag was to read the Shem Yisachar with both sins up until that point in Parshas Pinchas where we suddenly meet Yashuv. And from that point on, it was read with only one sin. That was the minhag in Volozhin. Two sins until Pinchas, one sin from there on. And Rav Soloveitchik's own personal minhag was option number four, to never pronounce it the first time, pronounce it until Pinchas, and now option number four, get this, of Soloveitchik, since it's a suffix, would, up until Parshas Pinchas, read the name twice. The first time with one sin, the second time with two sins. So until Parshas Pinchas, the name would be repeated twice. You think Zachar, Zechar, Zechar is enough. Yisachar, every time it's pronounced, pronounce it twice. Yisachar, Yisachar. And from Pinchas on, then one sin only. So four different interpretations or practices of Minhagim. But again, what's interesting is that the Rishonim do not say anything about reading the two sins. They all say read it with one sin. Chassam Sofer has the Minhag, Balashin had a Minhag, Soloveitchik had a Minhag, but that's all, it seems, after the Rishonim. Rav Tzuriel quotes Sefer Heichal Bracha, who says that you should always read it with two sins, and he says, and those who read only one sin are Dovrei Sheker. Wow, pretty harsh, considering we're talking about Rishonim, it seems. Rav Tzuriel says, as we alluded to earlier, that this apparently was a difference in minhag between Ben Naphtali and Ben Asher, those two great Baalei Mesorah of over 1,000 years ago. The minhag of Bavel, he says, was like Ben Naphtali, to read it with two sins. The minhag of Eretz Yisrael was to follow Ben Asher, to read it with one. And the halacha, that's Mekubelas, says Rav Tzuriel is like Ben Asher, like we saw in the Rambam, to read it only one sin. So a fascinating discussion, where again, it seems like the majority of Rishonim speak of only reading one sin. You have the Chassam Sofer, Volozhin of Soloveitchik, who had a variant of that minhag, to read it with two sins the first time, to read it with two sins until Pinchas, to read it both ways until Pinchas, and only once without the second sin thereafter. And then I added with one, conclude with one last thought from the Sefer, from the journal HaMa'ayan. Dr. Adler writes that many places in Germany, he remembers, had the Chassam Sofer's minhag. That's what he writes from growing up in his youth. Chassam Sofer's minhag in Germany was common, which makes sense. Chassam Sofer from Frankfurt. But then he writes that in the Chumashim printed by Rabbis Bamberger, Adler, and Lehman, and by two of the Heidenheim publications, he says the first time the word Yisachar is written with a dot on top of the second sin, but no Shiva underneath it. And after that, it's written even without the dot on top of the sin. What that means, I don't know. But it was written without the Shiva the first time, but with a little dot on top of the sin, on the second sin. But thereafter, not even that. Okay, so I'll leave it at this.